Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand praise, everybody. I'm so thankful to see each and every one of you. Praise God. I won't single out anybody, but I want you to know I'm glad you're here. I appreciate you. All right, we thank God for this opportunity to first of all, be in his house. As Andre was saying, there's beginning a new normal, and it's a little difficult getting adjusted to. I'm just a hugger. I like to hug and touch and all those kind of things, and they tell me that you're not supposed to do all that, but sometimes I defy the odds. Praise God. I want the same kind of anointing, I tell you, that one of the men of God of old, praise God, had, and this was back in the day when they had, I think it was it was some kind of plague. I can't remember exactly what the plague was, but he was in South Africa, and they were so concerned about the people gathering, almost like what we're having today. It wasn't quite the same pandemic because it was pretty much in one particular area. Praise God. But this man of God said he was not concerned. He said, you can bring the disease and put it in my hand and it'll die. Glory to God. And so they challenged him and did it. And as they put it in his hand, the disease died in his hand. Praise God. That's the kind of anointing that I desire to work in our ministry and in the church and the body of Christ with all the believers. Understand the authority we have. You know, I'm not against, you know, the things that we've been asked to do. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But I do believe we cannot, as sons and daughters of God, live in a state of panic, worried about every single thing. I just won't live like that because I know God is able to keep me. And so I just want to say that to you. Now, today, I'm going to minister a lot different than normal. I've got something that the Holy Spirit gave me. It's going to be kind of different in the way that the Lord has given me to kind of lay it out. It's going to be like a courtroom setting. And in the courtroom, there's going to be the judge that reads the charges. And then there's going to be the defense attorney, and then there's going to be the defendant. I'm going to play the role of the defendant and the defense attorney. Mother Mitchell is the judge today. Praise God. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we honor you for who you are, God, and this that you've given me. I pray, God, that you will allow it to be something that's going to benefit the people, God, that we will come from this setting today, God, understanding our authority and understanding our power and understanding what you've done for us, God, and trusting in your powers, trusting in your grace, trusting in your anointing and all that you are for each one of us. Recognizing and realizing, God, because of you, we don't have to fear anything. Because of you, God, we can walk, God, in power and authority. And because of you, God, we will do exploits in the earth, God. Because of you, we're going to see men and women give their hearts to the Lord in this season, as well as boys and girls, God. We're going to find how to worship you in this season, God, like never before. Understanding as the praise team sung, you are the I Am. There is nothing impossible with you. Nothing that the enemy can do to block or to hinder your flow. and I give you praise, and I give you honor, and I give you glory for it. Now bless this word today, God, and let the hearers receive it, and let them be benefited by their coming, and those, God, watching us, God, by the means of media, I pray, God, also that they will be benefited and blessed for them tuning in, God, to see us today in Jesus' name. And I thank you for that, God. Amen. Praise God. All right, just before I get into the word, one thing I forgot to give Andre and Brother Morgan and his friend Daniel weren't able to be here today because there was a terrible accident in one of Morgan's family members. So just want you to remember to lift Morgan and Daniel up in prayer. All right, we're going to start here. The thought that I have today is I take the plea. I take the plea. Glory to God. That's Jesus calling, so we'll wait for a second. But I take the plea. If any of you have ever been to court, you've ever been around a setting such as the justice system, many times what happens is that the attorney will work with the prosecutor. What I mean, attorney, I mean the defense attorney will work with the prosecutor and try to work out an agreement that will be satisfying first to the defendant and then to the prosecutor. And lastly, to the judge. One thing about that plea agreement, when the defendant decides he accepts that, the prosecutor says he accepts it, it's still up to the judge whether the judge accepts it or not. In my opportunity, in my opportunity that I've had to sit in those settings, I've actually seen judges, and this doesn't hardly ever happen. I've only seen that twice in all the times I've been in the courtroom. But anyway, this is where we start out. Okay, I want to let you know what the word plea, what it actually means. It is in the defense of someone, a petition made on their behalf. In other words, it's a defense of someone and a petition made on their behalf. Now, the second part of that is a defendant allows a petition to a court on their behalf. So again, the defendant allows a petition to the court on their behalf. All right. We're going to have the judge now give us the charge and what those charges actually will carry for our sentence.
Sir, there are three charges against you. Each carries a life sentence. How do you plead?
I plead no contest. Again, the judge said there are three charges against me, and each charge carries a lifetime sentence. But to those charges, I plead no contest. Let me explain that to some degree. To plead no contest means I'm not saying I'm not guilty, nor am I saying I am guilty. What I'm saying is I don't contest this. I don't say I'm guilty, and I don't say I'm not guilty. To me, it's no contest. Okay. Would you begin with the charges, please? Charge number one, which is in the book of Psalms, 51:5.
Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
This is the charge. I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. That's the charge. And it carries a life sentence. But as a defendant, now as a, I'm being the my own attorney, but I want you to know that I do have an attorney with me that's invisible. Thank God this attorney has never ever lost a case. Better than Perry Mason. Now that's one of the shows I really like, by the way. I'm glad I can get it on MeTV. Praise God. My wife teases me because I watch every episode like I've never seen it before. Amen. Even if I have seen it. Because it just is interesting to me how he can make people confess right on the stand. And they'll go through and say, no, I didn't. He said, yes, you did. On and on and on. Finally, yes, I did it. Yes, I killed him. Yeah. But today, I have an attorney with me, although he's going to be silent, but he is the one that's really orchestrating my defense. So in the defense, we're going to go to Psalm 51 again, but we're going to read verses 1 through 4.
Have mercy upon me, O God.
Now here is the plea. Have mercy upon me, O my God.
According to thy loving kindness.
According to what?
Thy loving kindness.
According to thy loving kindness. Here is the defendant talking to God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. I recognize and I realize that I was conceived in sin. I was shapen in iniquity. But I'm asking for you, God, to have mercy on me.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies.
Because of your mercy, the multitude of your mercies.
Blot out my transgressions.
Say, blot out my transgressions. In other words, eliminate them. Deduct them. Praise God. Cause them not to be able to be seen ever again. Blot them out. Read on, Sister Mitchell.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity.
Then I want you to wash me, God.
And cleanse me from my sin.
Thoroughly and then cleanse me from my sin. First, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me, God, from my sin. That word iniquity means, praise God, the spirit of lawlessness. That means I have no rule. I have nothing to regulate me. I have nothing that tells me this is right or this is wrong. So we were, again, the Bible says that we were conceived in sin, but shapen in iniquity. Praise God. And God brought his law to give us an understanding of what's right and wrong. He didn't intend for us to only use the law because he had already purposed in his mind and his heart way before the world was formed that the Son of God would come and rescue us from this situation. Praise God. But he says, tells us in the scriptures that wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, from my mindset that I can just do anything and it's okay. Wash me from that mindset, God, that I think it's okay for me to do this and it's okay for me to do that when you say it's wrong. Praise God. Wash me from that, God. Cleanse me from that, God. And then also cleanse me from my missing the mark. Sin means to miss the mark. So wash me, God, thoroughly and cleanse me, God, so I don't miss the mark. Continue to read, Sister Mitchell.
For I acknowledge my transgressions first, and my sin is ever before me.
The first thing I need, darling, is to acknowledge. I need to make it known. I need to declare that it's true, but that I have transgressed and that my sin is ever before me. I need to acknowledge it. I don't need to put my head in the sand. like it's all right. No, it's not okay. I need to say that it's wrong. I need to declare that it's wrong. And I need to, praise God, decree that it's wrong. I am wrong. I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Read on.
Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight.
And it's against you, God, that I have sinned. It's against you, God, that I've done this evil in your sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. I'm acknowledging, God, I'm wrong. Praise God. I am wrong. Praise God. I have messed up. I missed the mark. I am wrong. Don't justify your sin. Don't justify what you're doing. Don't act like it's okay. It's not okay for you to do that thing that God says he doesn't want us to do. But God understands. He's aware, praise God, of, praise God, the situation that you fall in. He understands what you're dealing with, understands what you're going through. So he wants you to acknowledge it, but guess what he's already done? He has accepted the plea. He's already said it's okay. But he wants you to acknowledge. He wants you to come to that place and say, okay, God, I really need help in this area.
Yes, God.
He don't want you to say, well, you know, my mama did this and my daddy did that. And my daddy left me. My mama left me. Praise God. Nobody wanted me. And that might all be true. Praise God. But let me tell you something, sweetheart. When you sin, you have to acknowledge it's you. Because there's so many people who have had that same testimony, who have moved, praise God, in the power of God. I don't know how many of you listen to James Robinson. I really enjoy him and his wife. They do mostly the ministry they're involved in is helping around the world. Of course, but he's been a leader for many years. And he said that, you know, his mama, they tried to abort him in the womb, but it didn't work. Then he came out of the womb without anybody wanting to take care of him. And he was put in an orphanage. So he had every reason to say, well, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is why I break in the house. This is why I do this and do that. Because nobody wanted me. But instead of having that excuse, he turned to God.
Yes.
And become one of the most prolific preachers in our society today. Great anointed man of God. Praise God. Because he chose, praise God, to decide, I'm going to follow God. You might have an issue. And then there are people who had great parents, did everything, praise God, they could do to lead their children in the right direction. And they still went the wrong way. Praise God. So it's not about what your parents did or didn't do. It's all about your choices. But acknowledge, praise God, the fact that you haven't done what you need to do. And then yield yourself to God. Praise God. All right, let's go to verses, I believe it's verse 6.
Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part.
Yes.
And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
All right. So we already read the fifth verse, and that's the declaration of how we came into the earth. But here we see in the sixth verse, he said, behold, thou desirest truth. We're at in the inward part. He wants you to be honest with yourself. Praise God. Begin to tell the truth to you. Praise God. Stop lying to yourself. That's the worst lie you can tell. The lie you tell to yourself. Come on, be honest. Be honest about why you did what you did. Be honest about what you're going through. Be honest. Praise God. And God will help you through all that. We're not here to condemn you. I don't care what kind of lifestyle you might be living. I don't care what's going on in your life. We're not here to condemn you. But baby, why don't you tell the truth to yourself? Glory to God. And when you tell the truth, praise God, in the inward parts and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. If I start telling the truth, then God will give me, praise God, wisdom. Praise God, how to deal with what I'm going through, how to handle what is coming my direction. Praise God. Knowledge is one thing, but wisdom is another. Praise God. Wisdom is really knowing how to use the knowledge that you have been given. Knowledge in itself will just puff you up, but wisdom will help you use the knowledge correctly. Glory to God. I'm thankful for what my son said today about me and his mama, my wife. Praise God. I'm glad that he don't, you know, cuss me out, because I would try to ask God to give me a brick to throw at him. Ask me to give me really good accuracy when I throw it. But I'm glad. I appreciate him honoring us. Praise God, as his parents. Praise God. He's moved on. Praise God to me. He's an awesome man of God. He's a great preacher. Praise God. I don't try to compare our ministries at all. He's something and I'm something. We're both different. And I appreciate the God in us. Some people say, well, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. Well, thanks you for that comment. But I'll tell you what apples will do. They'll roll way down the road sometime. Hallelujah. And guess what? I tell them this. I don't take any credit for the good my children do. I say that belongs to God. And I don't take any. I'll let y'all finish the clap. I want to tell you. And I don't take the blame. But anything they do is not right. It's on them. Praise God. But God wants you to understand, praise God, that we need to be honest, praise God, with ourselves, and let the wisdom of God allow us to do the thing that's correct. Praise God. You know, God wants us to understand, yeah, let me talk about Royce. When I grew up, I thought, especially when I got to be a teenager, I thought my daddy and mama was real dumb. Because, I mean, they were so far behind. Daddy went to the fourth grade. Mother went to the third grade. She couldn't spell very well. When she wrote something, she wrote it like it sounded to her. So most of the spelling was always wrong. I could read the letters because I knew what she was saying. Praise God. So I didn't think, you know, they're kind of ignorant. They, you know, I went past the third grade. I went and graduated from high school. I know what's going on. They're way behind. But guess what? When I got, how old was I? I left home at 17. And right about 17 years and maybe 6 months, because I was in Cleveland, Ohio. And when I was there, I found that, you know, everybody that knows me know I love milk. I drink milk. Lots of it. Always have. Praise God. I remember when Reagan used to bring it to your door and Covalts. Praise God. And I just drank. And I still drink milk. But I found out something about, I say 17 years, maybe, probably wasn't even 6 months. It wasn't a real long time. I found that milk don't grow in your refrigerator. You actually have to go and buy that stuff. I found out so much stuff. Then I realized, man, my mama and them was not as dumb as I thought they were. And the older I got, the wiser I realized they were. How does somebody who doesn't have that great education, praise God, be able to feed you every day, make sure you have a house to go to, make sure you have clothes to put on your back, make sure the heat's on in the wintertime, praise God, and you got some air in the summertime. And that's somebody who didn't go very far in school, but they had a lot of knowledge. And then I recognized and realized, no, they weren't dumb at all. They were very intelligent. Praise God. I was the dummy. The stuff they was telling me, they told me, oh, when you get out of here, you're going to really want to come back. I said, these people are foolish. I want to get out of here so bad. Praise God. I graduated on Friday and caught a train on Saturday. Me and my friend Bo Pryor left Muncie and went to Cleveland, Ohio. But that's when I got to learning things. And I realized I stayed with my brother at the time, and he had a fiance that he was with, and they weren't married, but my brother was a player. And he was gone a lot. And so, Sharitha, many times his fiance would take her anger out on me. And she wouldn't say it, just come at me saying it. But she'd say stuff like that. Man, I can't even make cookies. Ain't no milk in the house. I know what that means. I'm drinking too much milk. So I start buying my own milk, and my little money started dwindling. There's so many things she was saying. And then the hurting thing, she wrote my mama a letter. Now, I wasn't that good of a housekeeper when I was growing up, except I was made to do that. But just doing it on my own, making my bed and cleaning my room, I just didn't do that voluntarily. But my mama made me do it, but I didn't do it on my own. But when I got away, I know how to wash the woodwork and all that kind of stuff. I know how to make a bed, and I know how to do a lot of stuff. And so I made sure I did it because I'm in another house now. You know, when I was at home, my mama would get mad enough. Praise God. And sometimes she fuss about it and make me do it. Sometimes she just was a real neat woman. So many times she straightened up herself and then maybe fuss about it. But it's going to get done. This woman was writing my mama telling her I wasn't keeping my room clean. I was leaving stuff around. And that was absolutely a lie. Because, I mean, I was on top of everything. I made sure the bed was made up. I made sure everything was straight. And I'm saying, not only is she throwing off on me about the milk, she's sending my mother's letters to saying I'm not doing what I really was doing. So I found out, praise God, that when you're in other folks' houses, it's not always easy to live with people, especially if they got an issue about something going on. I just didn't expect her to lie like that, big, bold lies. But anyway, found out, man, my mom and dad were really, really smart, a lot smarter than I realized. And the older I got, the more I realized how wise they were. Praise God. And when I got saved, then I really understood it. All right, let's go to the next verse.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. He said, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Purge me, God, with hyssop. Praise God. And then, praise God, I'm asking you to wash me, clean me up, God, and I shall be whiter than snow. Read on.
Make me to hear joy and gladness.
God, make
that
me.
That the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
Make me to hear joy and gladness, and what I've gone through, praise God, the bones which thou hast broken, praise God, may be able to rejoice. You brought me to a place. Praise God, you caused me, Father, to have to go through some things. But God, I thank you, praise God, that you can restore me. You can help me. All right, read on, Sister Mitchell.
Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities.
Read it. Mm-hmm.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
God, create within me a clean heart.
And renew a right spirit.
And then renew a right spirit within me. Here we are asking God, first of all, God, cleanse us, renew the right spirit within us. We come to a place of humility, and we're asking God to help us to be the sons or daughters of his delight. I understand the charge against me, and I say no contest to the charge. Praise God, I understand that I was truly, praise God, conceived in sin, shaped in iniquity. But I'm asking you, God, to help me, to cleanse me, to cause me, oh God, to be the man, or if you're a woman, be the woman that you want me to be, God. Because I know that you're able, God. Where I'm weak, you are strong. Lord, praise God, where I'm about to fall over, God, you can straighten me up. There's nothing too hard for you. When I'm depressed, God, you can give me joy. When things aren't going in the direction that I desire for them to go in, God, you know how to help me until the direction goes correct. Everything I'm dealing with, God, I know you can help me through it. You know, I've testified many times, and you know what, some of you are aware of the things that Joyce and I went through. Praise God, since we have gone since we've been married for these last 46 years. You know, house in foreclosure. Praise God. Things, you know, back in the day when the economy got twisted around, we trying to build it. You know, we got a church over across the street that done collapsed on us. Praise God. We're trying to get over here. Praise God. And then the Katrina hits and all the prices go sky high. Praise God. People are losing jobs. Praise God. The economy goes south. Praise God. And then, praise God, we were struggling to pay our house note. And all of a sudden, the people told me, don't even send me no more money. That's what the creditor, don't send us no more money. We put in the mortgage company. Don't send us no more money because your house is in foreclosure. Well, that wasn't good news. But what I decided to do, I'm not going to let that distract me. I'm going to give God praise in the midst of it. I'm going to decree unto God what he said in his word. He told me I could have what I asked. I believe that. I'm going to stand on that word. I'm going to decree it. And then when they told me not to send no more money, I didn't. I didn't send them another dime. But what I did do, I started sowing, praise God, in ministries and people I knew that I could help. I started doing things, praise God, that I could do. And guess what? God did. Long story short, praise God, it was about a 3-year, I think at least that long. I can't remember how many years it was. Praise God. How would you say, honey? It was 3 years that we're in foreclosure. And I've literally seen the sheriff come to my house with paperwork. Praise God, giving it to me. He's not looking like he's so happy to give it to me. Praise God, but he gave me paperwork that says, your house is in foreclosure. You have to report to the court such and such a time, such and such a date. Praise God. And they give it to me. I take it out of his hand. No, thank you, sir, my sir. And I go to the shredder. My brother mentioned, why did you shred it? Because I didn't want to read it and think about it and get it on my mind and get me all frustrated and depressed. Praise God. The Lord allowed my wife, she found places and we were able to hook up with a place. Praise God. To shorten the story, we got out of the foreclosure. But my wife and I both said, we're not interested in leaving this house. It's the house we want to stay in until we decide to go. Praise God. But I told God, if you got a better house for us, you must have if we have to lose this house. But if not so, we would like to stay right here. Long story short, praise God, we're still there. 1901 North Elgin Street. Muncie, Indiana, 47303. We're still at the house. Guess what has happened since we've been there? The address has actually changed because of them changing the zip code or whatever they did. And I, what was that? What memoir? 1909. See how, ain't it good to have a wife that got a good mind? Thank you, Jesus. And it's crazy because we right at the end of the block, and yeah, we were 19, I remember that, we were 1909, but now we're at the end of the block, same, we never moved, and now we're 1901. So the address has changed, but the house hadn't, and we're still there because God took care of it. You got to learn how to trust him in the process of him dealing with you and helping you. Praise God. We at verse number 10.
Cast me not away from thy presence.
Don't cast me from your presence, God.
And take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
And please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. How many know, have you ever messed up since you've been saved? Lift your hand there. That's everybody. And if you didn't raise your hand, there's something wrong with your arm. I know. But all of us have sinned and come short of God's glory. Praise God. But he's forgiven us before it happened. Because he already knew it was going to happen. Praise God. And he, praise God, has already made a way for you to come through this thing. So he's telling us, cast me not away from thy presence, God, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Even when I blow, even when I mess up, please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. All right, we're going to charge number 2.
Sir, this is your second charge. How do you plead?
I plead no contest.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
All right, so here is what I've been accused of. I've sinned and I have come short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned. Nobody in here can say that there's no sin ever been in your life. All of us have sinned. We all come short of the glory. But here is the defense. Let's go to that same chapter, but let's read 19 through 22.
Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law,
everybody
that
under
every
the law
mouth may be stopped,
uh-huh,
and all the world may become guilty before God.
Everybody guilty before God. Read.
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight.
By the deeds or the works of the law, no flesh can be justified in his sight.
For by the law is the knowledge of sin.
Because the law is what made you know what sin really is. In other words, you know what's wrong because the law had pointed it out. But the problem with the law pointing it out to you, it didn't give you power not to sin.
Amen.
Let me tell you something happened to me in the army. They always have places that tell you what's off limits, you can't go. And guess what, Sharitha? Every time I was any place, I was stationed there, and they had a sign and telling us in our barracks or wherever, don't go here. Guess where I wanted to go? I wanted to go there. I'm wondering why y'all don't want me to go there. What's the reason I can't go there? You've got it off limit. It must be some fun that way. It must be something that you want me to miss out on. So it gives you curiosity. It makes you want to go in that direction. And that's all the law did. It made folk aware of sin, but it didn't help them to stop from sinning. All right, read on.
But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested.
Hold on. He said, but now the righteousness of God, in other words, what God has for us, the position of being right with God, this is without the law. Here is how it is manifest. Read on. No, let me go back to that. Go back to 21. Go back to 21, please, from the verse. There, thank you.
Being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
Being witnessed by the law or that word and the prophets. Okay, now 22.
Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith.
There's a righteousness of, honey, there's a righteousness of God, which is what? By faith. And that faith is in Jesus Christ, or it is of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that do what?
Believe.
That believe. So it's now out of the realm, praise God, of you, praise God, being a part of God because of your ethnicity, because you're a Jew. None of that matters anymore. He said this thing now happens to all of us who believe. Come to a place of believing, and the believing is supposed to bring you to a place of knowledge or knowing. All right? For there is no difference. All right? Go ahead. Next verse.
Being justified freely by his grace.
We've been justified freely by what? His grace. Uh-huh.
Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. We've been redeemed because of Jesus. All of us, praise God, can give God praise. It's not about how many times you fasted, how many times you prayed, how long you prayed. It's all about Jesus. Takes it out of the realm of works. Because if it was about works, then we'd have a reason to boast. Because I would tell Sister Mitchell, well, you ain't quite saved me, honey, Cole. You prayed for an hour and a half, but I prayed for an hour and 35 minutes. I got you by 5 minutes. I'm closer to God than you are. Power of God is only greater than it is you. That's what we would do if it was about that. And sometimes we get caught up in the church in that vein to say that we are better than others because we do this or do that. But you're not better than anybody, honey. The only thing that makes you righteous is Jesus Christ, and he will do the same for anybody. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are. It doesn't matter if you know 1,000 scriptures or you only know Jesus wept. It's all about God.
Amen.
And it's about him and only him. And so he wants you to be aware of that. Praise God. Fasten your mind in that. Don't let anything move you from that. Don't think that you're better than someone because you've been saved longer than they have been. Praise God. Like Jesus told the parable, and when they went out to work and he paid them a certain amount, those that went at one particular time, and then some others came later, and then finally some other come sort of at the last hour, and they all got paid the same. Well, the ones that went out early, they were kind of angry. He said, look, we bore the heat of the day. You paying them the same thing that you paid us? How come we didn't get more? And what Jesus had to say, isn't that the wage I told you I was going to pay? Isn't that what we contracted for? So I want you to know, just because you start out early in the day, your pay is no greater than anyone else's pay. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved. Praise God, it's just a fact that God has saved you. The same reward belongs to you as it belongs to a person who gets saved today. It doesn't matter. You've been saved. The Lord bless me. I've been saved since 1973. You know, that's 47 years ago. But my reward is the same, praise God, as somebody who gets saved today. Praise God. Glory to God. And I'm looking for somebody, praise God, to get saved this day. Praise God. Were you in the media audience, praise God, or were you in the house? Praise God. If you don't know the Lord, you're going to leave here knowing God today. We're going to declare and decree it for you in Jesus' name. All right. Praise God. Let's go to the next point.
The third charge against you, how do you plead?
No contest.
And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin.
You were dead in trespasses and sin. The word quickened, you were made alive, but you were dead in trespasses and sins. Read it.
Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world.
You used to walk according to what the world dictated to you. The enemy, praise God. You know, when somebody talks about you, you talk about them too. Praise God. You didn't say, I'm turning the cheek. I'm not going to get into that, praise God. You know, and I get on Facebook basically because, praise God, I think Stephen's one kind of pushed me toward that. He's pushed me, that's my youngest boy, pushed me toward Facebook, iPhones. I was a flip phone fella. I didn't need no iPhone. I need an iPhone for. Too expensive. Then they had one on sale for 99 cents. I said, well, that ain't too bad. So anyway, so that's how I got onto that. But I don't use Facebook much as far as just getting on there, talking about this. I just don't have time for that. Now, I'm not knocking anybody who does that. Okay, that's up to you. You want to get on Facebook, tell somebody what you have for breakfast, go right ahead. I don't want to see what you have for breakfast unless you invited me to breakfast. All right. But anyway, my point being, people get caught up in so much stuff, praise God, until they leave off what's important. But God says, you in time past, you walked according to the course of this world. You did just like the world did. So stop acting like since you've been saved, you ain't never done anything. That's why I usually like to tell folk, especially those who don't know me, where I've been, Darlene, praise God, because if I don't tell them, somebody will. Yeah, you Reverend Mitchell. I know Reverend. I knew Reverend. I grew up with Reverend Mitchell. I knew when he just called him Royce with his wine drinking stuff. Well, I'm going to tell you that I drunk a bunch of Wild Irish Road, 2020 Mad Dog. Any kind of wine, praise God, was out there. I didn't drink the highfalutin wine because they didn't have the money, praise God, to buy. A couple times in life, I drank some champagne, but most of the time it was rot gut. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Hey, now. Thunderbird! What's the price? 30 twice. Who drinks the most? I'm not going to tell you who. Glory to God. I done did all that. So why would I get up here and act like I've done nothing? Praise God. I'm so seditty. And I'll come up and say, God bless you. Thank you so much for being here in attendance today. My name is Bishop H. Roy Smith. In fact, I've been lifted to the office of apostle. And that's what I want to be called. Apostle Mitchell, God bless you. I would be, y'all would throw rocks at me. Throw rocks at me and then grab me off the podium here and take me to the hospital where they can put me in some straitjackets because I need some help. Praise God. Because when you get so caught up and you think you're better than somebody and think you've arrived, whoo, glory to God. It's a sad day for you, baby. Because we all always be reaching to help somebody. Never look down on anybody unless you're trying to pick them up. So what God wants us all to understand is that he's brought us through this thing, and he's trying to make us understand where we come from, praise God, and don't get caught up in where you are. Remember where you came from, and remember who brought you to where you are. All right, read on, Sister Mitchell. I'm about done here.
According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
The same spirit that worked in you now work in those other people, praise God. You're looking for, look at him, you know, driving drunk. Didn't you drive drunk sometime? Yes, I did, praise God. One time I was so drunk, praise God, I said to myself, I'm not stopping at no stop signs. I was coming up from Bob's Tavern down 2nd Street, which is a street right out here. I shot past Bob's Tavern, but somebody told me I need to stop at Madison Street. But when I got to Madison, that liquor said, you ain't got to stop here. Just go across it. I shot across Madison. I heard break. I looked up, and it was the police. And then I felt real stupid. I said, oh, man, I'm going to jail now, you know. But the guy, I don't know if they was on a run or what it was, but he said, what are you doing? I said, then he saw open cans in the vehicle. But the man was so kind to me, he told me, Sharice, I'll never forget this. He was so kind to me, he told me, you go home. And you know what I did? I went home. I didn't try to go nowhere else to drink nothing else. I went straight home. But that alcohol will tell you that you're Superman, tell you to do a whole lot of stuff, praise God, that can get you in big trouble. But you have to understand where you come from, where God had brought you from, how you are operating in the world, like the same way that people do now. And so stop dogging folk when you see them doing stuff. Just ask God to help them like he helped you. All right, read on, Sister Mitchell. We're about done.
Among whom also we had our conversation in times past.
In other words,
in the lust of our flesh.
We were doing the same thing. Read
fulfilling
it.
The desires of the flesh and of the mind.
Yes, ma'am.
And were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
Yes. All right. Now, we want to go to verses 11. The defense.
Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh.
Hold on just a second.
Hands.
Hold on just a second. I think they've made a mistake here. I wanted verses 4 through 10. Do you have? Yeah, we're starting verse 4. There we go.
But God, who is rich in mercy.
Somebody say, but God.
But God.
Say it again, but God.
But God.
All right, who's rich in mercy.
For his great love wherewith he loved us.
Read on.
Even when we were dead in sins.
Even when we were dead in sins.
Hath quickened us together with Christ.
He made us alive together with Christ.
By grace ye are saved.
It's grace that caused you to be saved today. It's grace. Somebody say it's the grace.
It's a grace.
Of God.
Of God.
That has caused me.
That has caused me.
To be saved.
To be saved.
Or continue to read, honey.
And hath raised us up together.
Then he raised us up together.
And made us sit together in heavenly places.
Now we're seated in heavenly places.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus. Right now, we're seated in heavenly places. Somebody said, I'm at 720 Second Street, must say. I understand your physical body is here, yes. But spiritually, you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So you have to start constantly being aware of who you are and where you are. All right, read on, Sister Mitchell.
That in the ages to come, uh-huh. He might show the exceeding riches of his grace.
He wants to show you how rich his grace is.
Mm-hmm. In his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
Yes, read on.
For by grace are ye saved through faith. Grace, and that not of yourselves.
Grace is what saved you by faith, and that's not something you did on your own. Read it.
It is the gift of God.
It's God's gift to you. Read.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Not of works, or yes, you start boasting. All right? Read on.
For we are his workmanship.
We're his workmanship.
Created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Uh-huh. All right.
But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
All right, now we're up to 13. But now in Christ, when you used to be afar off, now you're made nigh by the blood of Christ. Read it. Read on, hon.
For he is our peace, mm-hmm. who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
Jesus broke that wall down for us that kept us from the Holy Spirit and the power of God. He broke the wall down. There was a time, praise God, back in the old days, the Old Testament time, praise God, where the only person could go in behind the veil was the high priest, the great high priest, and he could only go in once a year to offer, praise God, offering for the sin of the people. But Jesus did it once and for all, tore that wall down, praise God. Now he's given us access to get into the presence of God. Continue to read, Sister Mitchell.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances.
Read it.
For to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace.
Making twain where used to be two, praise God. He made one. Now there's peace. Read on.
Mm-hmm. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross.
By the cross. Read
having
it.
Having slain the enmity thereby.
Got rid of the enmity. Got rid of the thing, praise God, that was against us. The thing that kept us, praise God, from being able, praise God, to be, praise God, whole with God. He got rid of that. Read. I feel like dancing almost, y'all.
And came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh.
I can't dance like I used to. Hallelujah. Let me just tap a little bit. Hey, glory. I have been delivered. I have no, praise God, accusations, praise God, against me that can be used against me. God has taken care of all that. The accuser of the brother, he been cast down. Sharitha, the devil, praise God, had been cast down. He's accused us day and night. He's trying to show us how we're not this and how we're not that. But God have got rid of him. He abolished him. He caused him to come, praise God, to an end. There's nothing, praise God, that's standing against me anymore. I am the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. I am what God says I am. I'm above and I'm not beneath. I'm blessed when I come. I'm blessed when I go. Praise, I'm the lender and not the borrower. Hallelujah. The blessing of God are after me. They're flowing after me, praise God, because I'm after God and the blessings of God are after me. Glory to God. And he preached peace to me, to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. Read on, Sister Mitchell.
For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father.
All right, both of us have access. And he's talking about the Jew and the Gentile. Both have access. At one time, it was exclusive for the Jew, because what God did with Abraham, he separated Abraham. If the whole world were called Gentiles, praise God, they were heathens, they were away from God, and then God began to work with the people. He took Abraham and separated him, and then we get what we call the Jewish nation, praise God, and they got so caught up at one point, they thought that they were better than everyone else. And praise God, and Jesus had to show them, no, you're not, but I came to you first, praise God, so that you can understand who you are. But he said, when I came to them, they didn't even want to receive me, because I didn't come like they expected. I didn't come with a bunch of pomp and circumstance. I didn't come high and lifted up. Praise God, I was born, praise God, in a stable, in a manger. Praise God, they did not think that I was who I said I was. So they refused to accept me. And because of that, praise God, he was able, praise God, to graft the Gentiles in. Now he's saying, praise God, there's no difference between the Jew or the Gentile. All of us have access to the kingdom of God. All of us have access, praise God, to the right to the tree of life. Glory to the Lamb of God. There is no prejudice anymore. Praise God. It's a removal, praise God, of racism. It's a removal, praise God, of hatred. I love my brother. I love my sister, praise God. I thank God, praise God, for the ones, praise God, that belong to this ministry, God, that don't look like me. I thank God because I love them and I know they love me. Why? Because of the God inside of them. Got no time for hatred.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory.
And I do know that black lives matter. And I do know that white lives matter. And I do know that brown lives matter. And I do know that yellow lives matter. I know that every life matters.
Yeah.
And I understand why we're lifting up black lives, praise God, because of the atrocities and things that have happened, praise God, over the years. Praise God, when you looked at, some of y'all may have saw the life of John Lewis. I remember when he was a young man, praise God. He got beat up so bad, praise God, he had a concussion. Praise God, but he said when he was a little child, he went to Woolworths, praise God. He saw a sign for colored and a sign for white. He asked his mama, why is that? Why do they eat one place and we eat someplace else? He said, mama, don't worry about that, boy, just... Don't let that by just the way it is. But he could not, Alan, he couldn't get a grip on that. Just didn't seem right to him. And when he had an opportunity to come against that system, he did. And then God blessed him. Blessed him to come against the system. He was with Martin Luther King when he gave his speech. And they said he had a real, real hard speech to give. Praise God. He meant to attack him. And he said Martin Luther King came to say, son, you need to tone that down just a little bit. He said, because I had such great respect for Dr. King, I did that. Praise God. And over the years, praise God, he served in Congress. Praise God. Died at 80 years old, praise God. But he served this country well. Praise God. But let me tell you something. Nothing's going to happen unless you operate in love. Praise God. Nothing's going to change until you operate in love. That's what caused us to be able to get the vote, because Martin Luther King said, I'm not going to fight back. And guess where he got his inspiration from? From Mahatma Gandhi. He got it from him, praise God, because he had the same attitude. And they tell me that Mother Teresa, praise God, anointed woman of God, there was so much power in her life, so many people even got healed through her. Why? Because she operated in love. You want to be great in the earthly realm? Love on God and love his people. Glory to God. And I appreciate what I see in the NBA, praise God, where they're putting on the back of their jerseys, praise God, different sayings, praise God. The men are wearing, the coaches are wearing it to let them know we're all in this together. We're in this thing together. Glory to God. There's no big eyes and little U's. We're in this thing together. We're either going to live together or we'll die together. Let's choose to live. Glory to God. God has forgiven us for all our sins, all our transgressions. Let's love him with all our hearts, our mind, our soul, and our strength. And let's love our neighbor as ourselves. Glory to God. Let me conclude this thing. Read on, Sister Mitchell.
Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners.
You're not a stranger anymore. You're not a foreigner.
but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
Now you are a fellow citizen with the saints and the household of God. Read.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
All right, you're built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Glory to God. So that's our defense. To all the accusations, which are true, that we were shaped, praise God, in iniquity. We were conceived in sin and shaped in iniquity. But this, praise God, that God has declared upon us. That's why we say it's no contest. I'm not saying I'm guilty. I'm not saying I'm not guilty. Because God took care of that. I'm not worried about, praise God, the past. I'm looking, praise God, at the present and the future. I'm moving forward, praise God, in the power of love. I'm expecting God to give me the promises he said belong to me as his son. Praise God. I look for you, praise God, the women of God, to get what God promised you as his daughters. I'm looking for us to love one another, praise God, and until we see diseases have to fall. This spirit, praise God, this pandemic, praise God, has to come to an end. How? Because of the sons and daughters of God. We decree and declare it. We speak against it in Jesus' name. And we declare, praise God, whether they get vaccines or whatever they get, praise God, to help them, that's okay. I won't be taking one in Jesus' name. I ain't took a vaccine since I was a kid and don't plan to take none. I don't take flu shots. I don't take pneumonia shots. I take nothing. Am I telling you to do that? No, I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm scared to take them. I don't have faith to take them. If you got faith to take them, go ahead and get you one. I don't have that kind of faith. I have put my trust in God. I believe, praise God, he'll give me what I need. He'll let my immune system rise up and fight against anything that's not like God. Glory to God. And guess what? Don't plan to go. Praise God. I had a brother I've been praying with for the last month or so. Praise God, brother. He asked me, praise God, to be a part of him. Praise God. So he prayed. I pray for him every Sunday morning. He prayed for me. And I told him I had a minister today, so he prayed for a minute. But he prayed an extra prayer. He said, God, give him long life. I said, nah, I like that prayer. Come on now. Give me some long life. But in case, praise God, I'm ready. You hear me? I'm ready because I've done those things. I've already prepared. I got my ticket. Praise God. And it's a first-class ticket. So I don't have to worry about whatever. Praise God. I'm not worried about dying, not worried about living. I'm expecting God to do what he wants to do in my life. I do look for more life. I look for long life. Look to be able to accomplish many things that God had put in my heart to do. I'm seeing things, praise God, happening. I mean rapidly, speedily. And I know that God's getting ready to do something for us. Praise God, this project that we're doing is going to be paid off, praise God, in such a fantastic, praise God, way until we look up. Man, where did all that money come from? It came because God. Amen. God loves us. He loves his corner. He loves what we're about. All right, let's stand to our feet and give God some praise in his house. Hallelujah! To those, praise God, who are watching us, praise God, by the media, praise God, we are praying for you. If you're not saved, we're asking you to give your life to the Lord today, and we will pray this prayer for you. Father, in Jesus' name, over each and every one, God, who doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, we declare, God, their righteous state, God. We speak upon them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, that they are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new in their lives. Begin to desire different things, want different things in Jesus' name. It's not about them, praise God, having to jump through hoops. If they do, it's okay, praise God. But just the fact that they'll believe what we're saying, today they are saved and receive God. I speak to anybody with any condition whatsoever in your body. Praise God. I speak by the authority of the living God. You are healed today. Your eyes are healed, praise God. Your ears are healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That cord on your neck is going in Jesus' name. That pain in your leg is going in Jesus' name. Your blood pressure normalizes. Your sugar diabetes comes into line where you won't have to continue to take medicine or take insulin shots. I speak it by the authority of the living God. Thank you so much, God, for giving us the right, the privilege to do so. Satan, you're nothing but a liar and the father of lies. It's not dependent on anything that we can do. It's all dependent on what God have already done. It's a done deal. When he was lifted on that cross, praise God, he already told you before you did it, he was going to draw all men unto him. And I declare and I decree, all men come into Jesus Christ, understanding the love that he has for them and that they don't have to do anything special, just be who they are, and God will help them to know the joy of their salvation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.